It's Sunrace's Triple M Hump Day Wednesday, live and local. The Chinese Takeaway, Australian crime stories with the great Adam Shand. It's on tonight, 8:40 on Channel 9. Very good morning to you, Shandy. How are you?
Good, buddy. Exclusive for your show as always. First, let's have a chat about it. Great show tonight.
Looking forward to it. Now, when we say Chinese Takeaway, we're not talking about special fried rice and beef and black bean sauce. What can you tell us, mate?
There was a bit of that there. But this was a bank, the National Australia Bank, down in the Haymarket in Sydney, which was the hub of all the Chinese business there, both legal and illegal. There was gaming and prostitution, extortion, all the money flowing through this bank there. The Night Safe was like the ATM for the crooks there. And some smarties in the Anglo crime world decided to rob it. Fascinating story. I know who did it.
You know who did it. Well, that's interesting. We'll see that tonight, of course. Now, we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars, are we?
Well, we're not really sure, Matt. The myth has been that there was so much money in there. But apparently the lads didn't get into the main vault. They're only in the safe deposit box areas, which, of course, is where a lot of people like to store their guns, drugs and cash, Matt, man. So a lot of the people who actually got robbed weren't very keen to tell the bank or the tax office or the police what they had in their security boxes. But the thing was, they wanted to get in the main vault, but they needed a crook from Melbourne called Graham Kinnebrough, the Munster, to come and cut the safe. He said, "I'm not going to Sydney. That's where the coppers run everything. I'm not going to help you." So the fellas got in there with a great big thermal lance, which is a huge, like it's like a super welding thing, cut into the safe and burnt the money. They burnt the money, Madman. So they didn't get any of the big cash inside the vault, only what was in the safe deposit boxes. Great yarn.
Amazing. So we're talking gold bars, rare coins, jewellery and bundles of cash.
Yeah, Ming vases, you know. And the funny thing was, the lads actually, they were in there so long, they did get some Chinese food and had a bit of a nosh up in the main vault, or next to the main vault, because it was taking so long. Get this, the alarm went off during this thing, and the watchman didn't do anything. You see, the word is that the fix was in, that either some insider or some other person was actually in on this job, and it was all smoothed away. The leader of the gang that did it was one of the most successful crooks in Sydney's history, and we'll reveal who it is tonight on the show. So stay tuned, 8:40 on Channel 9.
Looking forward to it. So 1988, the Chinese Takeaway, Australian crime stories for the legend Adam Shand. And don't forget to check out the podcast at podcast1australia.com.au. Adam Shand at large. Always good to catch up with you, Shandy. Thank you so much, mate. We'll catch up again next week. Triple M.